Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Time is running out for Greece and the European central banks, and the global financial system is preparing for a bump. Greece's central bank warned that without a deal with the eurozone, the country faces a painful course that would lead to a default on its debt and an eventual exit from the European Union. Finance ministers will meet in Luxembourg tomorrow as a last chance to reach an agreement, but with hardened positions on both sides, there isn't much optimism. James Galbraith is a professor of public affairs and government at the University of Texas at Austin and a close advisor to the finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis. He says a Greek default and exit would lead to even bigger problems for the EU.
Well, the European institutions have been demanding a rather extreme set of cuts to Greek pensions and increases in value-added taxes, which, are, if implemented, would obviously affect everybody who lives here. And this is on top of a five-year period in which Greek incomes have fallen by 25%. And unemployment is at 29% with no relief in sight. So, of course, everybody's a bit anxious.
Have you advised the finance minister in Greece to hold firm and basically make no deal with the EU?
I am here certainly as a friend and academic colleague of the finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, but I can assure you that he has no need of advice from me.
But what would your advice be if you were to step out of your place and offer it?
Well, you know, I'm very much in favor of the position that's been taken by the Greek government, which strikes me as extremely reasonable, which is that given the record I just cited to you, policies toward this country should be changed. This is a case where there's a clear instance of economic policy failure, yet the institutions are doubling down on it. So that is essentially the issue. The Greek government was elected in order to secure changes in the policy mix that toward this country. And so far, they've received absolutely no consideration on that front. Entangled and immobile. And you have basically the politicians of Europe unable to come to grips with the fact that they have to shift their ground.
All right. Then acknowledging that you're clearly on the side of Greece in this case and that not everyone in the eurozone or certainly the European Central Bank is, can you make a comparison between what's going on right now in the eurozone and the policies of the 1980s and 90s that forgave debt, extraordinary amounts of debt in Latin America?
That is correct. And after 5 years of stasis and deep depression in Latin America, the United States came to the view that they had to restructure those debts. And that was done substantially in the early years of the George H.W. Bush administration. Something like that is very much on order now. But let me make another historical comparison for you, which is more, I think, poignant, a little more distant. In 1919, the victorious Allied powers imposed extremely onerous reparations debt conditions on Germany. And the consequences of that, as John Maynard Keynes predicted, were calamitous. That is very much the situation that is being imposed on Greece now, with serious economic and ultimately political circumstances, which ultimately, at the end of the day, the eurozone will not survive.
Well, you don't expect Greece to invade Belgium as a result, though.
No, but this is a country which has actually warded off the rise of an extreme right-wing movement, the Golden Dawn, which is effectively a neo-Nazi movement. It has shown a lot of political common sense in bringing a Europeanist party to power. If the European Union now were to act in such a way as to destroy the legitimate elected government of Greece, you're going to see a severe problem of governability in this country.
James Galbraith is professor of public affairs and government at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much, Professor.
Thank you.